Okay, you're on.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for January 7th of 2020. Time now is... 2021. That's right, we ended up in a new year. Time now is 7:02 PM. Can I please have a roll call?
Mr. Stolpa?
Here.
Mr. Radis?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. First up on our agenda is approval of payroll. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll check dated 1-8 of 2021. Total amount is going to be $49,043.64 with $9,672.73 in withholdings, liabilities, and deductions, and incorporate this two-page document as presented. Also, let it be known that Sergeant Todd Zija's opt-out for his insurance from 2020 will be paid with 2021 money.
Okay, that was
second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is purchase orders and training requests. Danny, do you have any? Or, sorry. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
No, I do not.
Mark, do you have any tonight?
No, I don't.
I have several here.
Make up for us.
Yeah. So this time I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be admin, road and bridge, and police. The vendor's going to be PSE Credit Union. This is going to be for the 2021 HSA contributions. Total amount is $39,000.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is I'd like to make a motion for purchase order requisition. The department's going to be admin, road and bridge, PD, and zoning. The vendor's going to be First National Bank. It's going to be for the 2021 HSA contributions. Total amount is going to be $45,000.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And next up, at this time, I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be the police department. The vendor's going to be Key Bank. And this is also going to be for the 2021 HSA contribution. Total amount is $6,000.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And last but not least, this time I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be the police department. The vendor's going to be North Gateway Tire. This is for car 6 repairs and car 2 repairs. Total amount is $3,500.
Second.
Just to let you know, they took the one car in already today. They got a quote back. The same issue is with the other one. So as soon as they get that one back, they're going to send the other one. So I told them to make it out for both cars. That way we don't have to, he doesn't have to wait for another meeting. He can get them taken care of right away.
Out of curiosity, are these cars like in warranty at all? Or
no, no. They've been out for a while.
How old are they?
Six
years.
Same year.
We got them right at the beginning of 2016.
All right. Well, I have the same car, 2014. My warranty just ran out in September. That's why I was just asking.
Well, they also probably have twice the amount of miles you have on, too. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
That's all I have for purchase orders and training requests. Next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable, date 1/7 of 2021. We're going to start with check number 31203 and end with check number 31213. The total amount is $97,274.52, and they will incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Just so you know, it's all basically because of the HSA accounts on this one, so. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Before we move on.
Yep.
The HSAs are due by the 15th.
Okay.
So because of the, you know, if we, once we deposit the money, we cannot get it back. So if anyone would terminate employment or we would terminate someone, we're not getting that money back. Would you prefer to wait until the 14th to have those checks taken to the bank, or do you want them taken tomorrow?
Does it impact usage if someone has medical bills between now and then, or?
Well, it could, but I mean, the OPBA contract or the union, you know, collective bargaining contract, we always go by that because that's the, our handbook does not specify, but we have to have the money.
What did we do last year, you remember?
I don't remember when our meeting was, so we always, it's always just whenever our meeting.
I think it went in.
I would say it was. We had a meeting on the 9th, so it would have gone in sometime between that and the 15th, but. So it's up to the board, but I just want to know what you guys would like.
Oh, I'd say put it in.
Do we want to fire anybody while we're here?
Let's see.
There we go.
Or if somebody leaves.
They're just waiting an extra week to get the money, so, but hopefully.
But it's completely, again, we've lost money before, so I just don't, you know.
I don't think it matters right now because of that. I mean, if we did end up having another year where people start leaving as soon as they get the HSA thing, I think that we as a board would change that to do something, to stifle it or something, because that would.
That's fine. We'll just go.
But right now, you know.
Go ahead forward with it.
Okay. So can you take the checks to the bank? Okay, great. Thank you.
Next up is credit card attestation. This time, I'm Mike Stolpa, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code at its meeting on January 7th of 2021, the Board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates December 5th, 2020 through January 4th of 2021, and as provided by the fiscal officer. Their credit card accounts include Amazon, E&H Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart. Next up is new business approval of previous minutes. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve December 10th, 2020 regular trustee meeting. All three trustees were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up is purchasing policy discussion.
So we talked about this a little bit on Saturday, and because of some other township business that came up this week, they didn't have time to actually draft up a policy, but we just, until that policy is adopted, we do need to remind everybody that has authority to purchase, that we still have to follow the Ohio Revised Code, and which states that we, no purchases can be made unless there is a certificate in place. So that means a blanket purchase order, they're all the same thing. But it doesn't matter that, our policy right now states that a department has the authority to purchase under $1,000 without prior approval. But with the understanding that there is a blanket or purchase order, again, they're one and the same in the eyes of the revised code, in place, and they have to be tracking that. So to be very clear, we will specify that when this policy is adopted, but this is not a Medina Township law. This is a statute in the revised code, so it has to be followed. So I would just ask that all three of you remind your department heads of that. And then again, when this policy is drafted and approved by resolution, it'll be put out, you know, on our website. But we just have to remind everybody of that, because we have to be in compliance with our revised code. So.
Okay. So at this time then, we're going to table the purchasing policy discussion for next meeting. Next up is policy of procedure for sale of materials. This will be done by resolution. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution, to adopt resolution number 01072021-004 to approve entering into agreement with the Medina County Engineer for the purchase of construction, maintenance, and repair materials as needed, and incorporate this 8-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. So we've done this every year. This is just gives them, they usually go out for certain bids on certain materials and that, and we can
kind of. It's also for buying signs and stuff like that. Could you just make sure Nick said he verified, but that all four names are on there? All employees.
I got Dennis Miller, Craig Plute, Martin Moeller, and Jeff Kessler.
Perfect, thank you.
All right. Anything else? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stolpe?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Do we have two signatures or just one?
There's two signatures.
You know, adding on that front page one?
I don't think so. Oh, yeah, we do. Actually, we do. Yep, they're stamped. So you just saw the tabs.
I'm yellow tab.
I went right to the tabs.
Nick should just start putting tabs over everything. That's what us.
All right, next up is fund reallocation resolution. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 01072021-005 to approve the supplemental appropriation reallocation of funds from line 2191-210-599-0000 to line number 2191-220-382-0000. The total amount is $563.
Second.
This is for our Otona. After we, after Angelo split it between all the departments, our line that we had in the fire, we didn't have enough to cover the fire portion.
Oh,
so we were off about $563. So we're just moving some money just to be able to pay for that half of the Otona. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpe?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Before we go into public comment,
can I, real quick, so that Otona bill was due January 1st. They understand with, you know, the way townships work that we might be a little late. So I couldn't actually open the purchase order even or cut the check because of this. So do you want to have a special meeting or do you want to wait till the next meeting to actually pay it? That it's going to be very late.
Well, we can wait till the next meeting.
The 21st, okay.
We'll wait till next meeting. All right, before we go to public comment, you guys have anything you want?
I have one.
Angela?
So the tablets for the Paychex Flex Time, we have an estimated go live date of January 31st.
Okay.
So I will ask that each department head reaches out to their departments and makes sure that everybody is signed up for, has their Flex Time account signed up for. And reviews. Now, I know the department heads each did their training, but that was a while ago.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So Denny Miller and Travis Colonius did their training.
Right.
They were also sent videos if they needed a reminder or a refresher. So they should probably watch those if they don't remember. And then I'm taking the tablets to get everything set up on those, and then they'll just have to go to each location to have the restrictions put in place, and then the service department will have those, the mobile as well. So that will be done next week, and then if everything goes smoothly, which I don't see why it won't, because the majority of the work has already been done, they just want us to start on the beginning of a pay period, so it's too quick to do this.
Do we have accounts we need to sign up for?
Well, you guys are on, but if you haven't established, have you not established? Yes, so you do.
I have not had one email from Paychex.
You have.
Not recently.
But I mean, you already set up your Flex Time account.
Well, that was...
Because I took care of it for you. Well, because you remember you had the trouble with it, and so I finally just...
Yeah, so I haven't logged on since then, so...
I mean, that's okay, but you're set up.
All right.
Can you send out an email with a link, or...?
I wouldn't even mind getting that video, so...
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
So, you're set up. I know that for a fact, because
But that video that you said you sent to the other service heads or anything, I wouldn't mind getting that.
Well, I didn't send it. They checked it directly.
All right.
So
that way, if anybody's talking about it, I would like to have a clue, you know?
Yeah, if...
I mean, I don't see how complicated it would be to...
So yeah, I'll ask him. I'm actually talking to the gentleman who's doing. So what they get is different than what I get because I...
Now, what are we doing here in the building? I mean, is Nick and Elaine going to be doing that too?
So, yeah, we will have the IP restrictions in Town Hall, but with Nick and Elaine working remotely,
right.
I was going to talk to you about that. My thought is that we'll just have them, if you're okay with this, we'll have them log on on their computers while they're working remotely and just clock in and out from the computers at home.
Yeah, if that's what they can do, you know.
I mean, they could potentially punch in.
Well, Nick's usually here in the morning, so he can punch in. Elaine can actually punch out when she comes to close.
Yeah.
And, you know,
there are times, though, that Nick starts earlier than even 9, because when he's working on the minutes,
uh-huh.
He needs that quiet time without the phones
right.
ringing and stuff. So,
yeah, and I can talk with them too, and we'll figure it out.
But like I said, the IP restrictions will be set per building, but with the remote working, that's just not gonna.
Yeah,
I can't set IP restrictions from their houses. So, with the road department, there will be the IP restrictions and the geofencing because some of the employees didn't have the mobile phone. With the part timers, we don't do the mobile; they don't get the phone allowance, so they had to have the ability for mobile.
Okay.
So, that's like I said, already in place. I just have to get the tablets set up, and then they'll take them to. They'll have one final step, just getting them in the location, and getting that final just turn on with the.
And then for us, we'll see all that, and they know who's in charge of which department. So I'll see.
It's already set. So like you won't see every department. You'll
right.
just see yours.
Right.
Oh, well, actually, I have to switch them
okay.
now because you
yeah.
can switch departments. But I'll do that when. Myself desk, which
And then that video and stuff will be, there'll be somewhere in this email, I'll be able to find it in the...
Well, not in the Wyatt, so I did not know you do not have an account created, but, do you have one, Mike?
I believe I do.
Okay.
I'll let you know. I have, I think I have it sitting at home.
So if each of you could reach out, it would be, just be easier if each of you reached out to your departments and find out who has and has not created their accounts yet.
Okay.
And then have them do so. Everybody's been sent an email, but I'll resend yours.
Yeah, thank you.
And then I'll ask the dentist tomorrow to send the videos that are for the employees and the managers. I'll forward those because, like I said, it's going to be different than what I do anyway. So what I have won't help you. So it's simple. I mean, there's not, it's kind of foolproof. So I think this is really going to simplify things quite a bit for you guys. There's still going to be, for me, it's a conversion. It's just it's basically doing what I'm doing now because I still have to convert it over to...
Well, for a while, too, are we going to have them still doing the normal timesheets and the digital? That way we have, like, a gray area for transition, or...
That's up to you. I don't need that. If you want it, I don't, you know... Now, the one thing that they will still have to do is, like, with requests as far as, you know, the extra pay. The longevity, those things, that will still have to come in as a request. So that can come in because I will, like, so the department head still is going to have to verify those amounts. So per, you know, with the police department, they have to go off of the bargaining unit contract, mm-hmm. and then everybody else would go off the handbook. And, you know, the board, I don't know if you would prefer the department heads to be verifying those amounts and then coming to each trustee liaison for final approval, or if you guys just want to verify those amounts, that's up to you. But I would suggest the department heads.
That's what their job is.
For a reason, you know. That's what they should be doing. So I would say, it's like, so any of those extra amounts, the opt outs, or if people, you know, when it's time to dump in their personal time or their, you know, their sick incentives, things like that. That can be just put, you know, on a form, or if they want to create a form, that's fine.
Isn't there a note section or no? Too hard to decipher?
There's a note section, but I think it would be better to come through either an email or, you know, just a form, because we're still going to have that as a public record. So it's going to have to be printed out anyhow. So I might as well. And plus, you're going to want to see it. Not just you, but you know what I'm saying. Each of the liaisons is going to want to see that and still approve it. So if somebody sends me a note directly, it's still going to have to then go to the trustee liaison. So
the police department have to request their uniform allowance?
They do. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, because if somebody gets hired mid-year, they only get a portion of it. So yeah.
The only one I have is this. It doesn't have it yet.
No, it should have, what I sent out would have said, like, well, like, you've got an invitation from Paychex Flex, but it's I'll just shoot you one. It wouldn't have come from me, it would have came directly from Paychex. So, yeah, I did them all at once, so, and then I did them again because people, like, that was back in, when you guys had the meeting at the Masonic, the first one. But, so anyhow, yeah, and honestly, the opt-outs, the uniform allowance, that could be on one sheet.
Okay.
And just come, because everybody, this year, I think everyone's at the same rate.
All right.
Although, I don't know if, I don't remember, see, this is something that I'm sure the chief would know, but I'm not sure if he gets his at the same time as everybody.
Yeah, no, I'll find
contract.
Out.
So
I'll find out. Just find out.
So, yeah, but anyways, like anybody who gets there, like if you have two officers, let's say, who have the same anniversary date, it can be on the same page. This is, you know, this person gets longevity of this, and this person gets longevity of this. It doesn't have to be different forms or anything. The more simplified and streamlined, the better. And then that would just be, you know, something that we file with the payroll for that week.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is good. We're moving in a good direction.
Anything else, Angela? Mark, anything?
No.
Chuck, anything?
No.
I just want to be put on the record just for people that weren't able to make it to the organizational minute or organizational meeting or watch it on the stream. We switched department liaisons for the trustees, so I'm just going to note it so people have an idea. So Chuck Johnson is now in charge of the zoning, fire, and admin. Mark Radis is now going to be in charge of road and bridge, and cemeteries, ball fields, war memorial, all the things that go on with the road department. And I am now going to be the new police liaison for this year. So, and then I'm also the appointed the chairman of the board again for this year. So that'll just be noted, just so people that are watching that weren't able to watch on Saturday kind of have an idea as to what's going on. And then I had a couple people that I saw Facebook-wise post and whatnot asking how they can ask some comments or things of this for the board. Mm-hmm. My suggestion would be if they want, they can email Medina Township and Medina Township. They can, you know, as an email, they can email us directly if they have certain questions they want answered or whatever, or that, you know, that we can bring up at public comment if they want something, you know, brought up at public comment so everyone can kind of hear. That would be my suggestion, just going forward until we can actually have people back in the building, you know, at a safe distance and everything going forward.
How about our go-to meeting? Is there?
Yeah, there will be.
A go-to meeting, yes. Once we get everything, yes, they'll be able to put on, and I think we can even then make it so it'll be a public comment. They can ask at that time then, right, too.
Have we decided when we're going to start doing that?
Nick and I are going to get together to kind of do a sample trial just to see exactly how it's going to work before we actually throw it out there, so we don't have any glitches or anything. We're hoping, I am going to get with Nick in regards to, you know, what day we can kind of maybe do a trial. It might be just, you know, pulling Denny or pulling the chief and, you know, me and Nick or whatever, a couple people, maybe get a couple, you know, residents or whatever to log in just to see how it works and go from there, just a trial before we actually roll it out officially.
All right.
Because I want to kind of know. I don't really know anything too much about it because it's something new.
Kind of professional over here, right?
So you know, this way we can kind of at least see what if there's going to be any bugs or kind of have an idea as to what we have to do, because there's a couple steps. I watched a video on it as to certain things that you know, to do or to make it so you know, you have the meeting or whatever. But then this way we at least have an idea.
I'll forward you that speaker as well, because it'll be very helpful in being able to hear whoever's calling in.
Okay.
The speakers on here won't do it.
Right. So, yep, no, sounds good.
I have one other thing I wanted to, speaking of January, are you done?
Yes.
I don't know. So we talked about the PNCCD, January rates came out, they did not change from last month,
okay.
So we're getting the 0.65 for the 13-month CD, so.
Nice. All right, then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go into public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpe?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time we are in public comment. Please state your name and address for the record. Anyone?
Yeah, nothing? The only people that show up. So.
Nobody tonight?
Joshua, 3412 Hamilton. Just piggyback on your go-to meeting. A couple things as you're looking through it. Make sure you really spend time on the admin section.
Okay.
Because this will enable you, especially in a public forum, this will enable you the rights to move people out of the meeting, to block their screens. So that's where I would suggest you guys spend your time, is really understanding the admin function. Because you know, like I know, when we're in public forums, who knows what's going to go on the other end. So if you can quickly modify some of that stuff. You can also open up chats, close chats. You can turn comments on, off. How I generally do it is comments go through me first. You know, once approved, then it pops out type of thing. So there are just lots of admin ways that I'd say you guys really want to get comfortable with. Super simple to use, but that's your trick, is get used to the admin functions and how to use those quickly.
Okay.
It would probably almost be like something like that. We do a meeting where we keep everybody, you know, muted till public comment.
That's exactly right. We just use the audio feature, no comments, nothing, because it's all public record. So as long as it makes it on, you know, you call on somebody to speak, then they're getting recorded, everyone else is muted.
You can turn it on and off, and then the other things are, you know, if you see something inappropriate on the screens, you can have the rights to just shut that screen off, you know, whatever that is, so, right.
You want to come and set it up?
That's fine.
There you go.
All right, anyone else? Nope? Twice? All right, this time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpe?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
All right. Anything else from the board? Once, twice? At this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township Trustees' regular scheduled meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpe?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:32 PM.
Thank you.